KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The big buck with impressive antlers stood beside the road at the edge of the trees. I slowed as I drove past and took a good look. It was a mule deer, the larger cousin to the Sitka black-tailed deer familiar to Southeast Alaskans like me. I was outside of Carcross, British Columbia, on my way to Skagway, and this was my first realization that mule deer were just across the border from Alaska. Southeast Alaska, Prince William Sound.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The U.S. Supreme Court will allow South Carolina to remove Planned Parenthood from its state Medicaid program. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the decision allows states to ban the organization from receiving Medicaid reimbursements for cancer screenings and other care not related to abortion.
When South Carolina's governor sought to cut off Medicaid reimbursements to two Planned Parenthood centers that had for decades provided non-abortion medical services to underserved areas, Planned Parenthood sued. The Medicaid law does specifically say that patients are entitled to choose any qualified and willing provider. But Justice Neil Gorsuch said that regardless of the words in the statute, the law does not clearly and unambiguously provide the right to sue to enforce the terms of the law. The decision was a backdoor body blow to Planned Parenthood, which for decades has been reimbursed by Medicaid for providing non-abortion medical services to low-income people. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Pentagon and the White House are praising U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities as a success. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the latest assessment shows the attacks caused massive damage. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports Hegseth also attacked the media today for suggesting otherwise.
The Secretary of Defense repeatedly praised President Trump's leadership in deciding to attack Iran's nuclear sites last weekend. He attacked the press for reporting on leaked preliminary intelligence assessments that cast doubt on whether Iran's nuclear program has been destroyed. Hegseth cited other Trump administration sources, as well as the international community, to assert that the mission succeeded. He said he was not aware of any intelligence that Iran might have moved some of its stockpile of nuclear fuel. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Kane, gave a lengthy presentation describing the years of planning and hours of nonstop flight by U.S. servicemen and women. But he said a full assessment of the strike was still pending. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
The new members of a CDC advisory committee have voted to limit the availability of certain flu vaccines. NPR's Ping Wong reports.
The Vaccine Advisory Committee met with all new members, handpicked by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They agreed that people should get flu vaccines annually, but voted to specify that they get single-dose flu vaccines that don't contain a mercury-containing preservative called thimerosal. The vote passed with five members voting for it, one abstaining, and Dr. Cody Meissner from Dartmouth was the only one who voted no.
There is no scientific evidence thimerosal has caused a problem.
Thimerosal has long been used to prevent germs from growing in multi-dose vials. Theories that it causes autism have been examined and found to be groundless. Ping Huang, NPR News, Atlanta.
This is NPR News in Washington. Closing arguments are underway in the trial of Sean Diddy Combs. The prosecutor told the jury that the hip-hop mogul used power, violence, and fear to rule a criminal enterprise for 20 years. Combs has pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy charges. Gray wolves have started to reappear in California after nearly a century of their absence. Manola Sakaida from Cap Radio reports their return is causing issues for livestock.
Four Northern California counties declared a state of emergency due to the wolves' presence earlier this spring. One of them is Plumas County, where Weston Ruberti works as a rancher. Ruberti has already seen wolves targeting calves at his family's ranch. At neighboring ranches, he says wolves have successfully killed or attacked cattle. He worries more wolves will appear when calving season at his ranch reaches its peak in the summer.
The reality is kicking in that the wolves are here to stay, and something needs to change management-wise.
California recently launched a summer pilot program, which includes an on-the-ground team that will work to locate wolves and guide them away from livestock. For NPR News, I'm Manola Sequeira in Plumas County.
Longtime Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Winter has announced that her role at the company will be changing. Condé Nast says Vogue will add a new position ahead of editorial content for Vogue U.S. that will allow Winter to focus on her roles as global editorial director for Vogue and chief content officer for Condé Nast. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 404 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
It's time for the Fish Report here on KSTP. We have a harvest summary for the Alaska Peninsula, with most fish harvested on the north side, as well as chignik harvest, chignik escapement, and escapement across the peninsula, along with some Bristol Bay numbers where they hit the 1.4 million fish harvest mark for the day, so it has begun. For the Alaska Peninsula, on June 25th, 2025, 43,000 sockeye were harvested across the area. That's 629,000 to date. 1,000 chum were harvested as well. The totals for the districts, Shingon Islands had no new fish harvested yesterday, but the South Unimak had 1,000 sockeye reported for a total of 297,000. Nelson Lagoon had 10,000 sockeye harvested and delivered for a total of 58,000 to date. And Port Muller to Outer Port Hyden, 34,000. They're now at 174,000 to date. Going over to the harvest summary for chignik, 21,000 sockeye harvested in chignik yesterday for a running total now of 58,900 to date. Most of that in Chignik Bay. 54,000 sockeye have been harvested in Chignik Bay, and the Central District had 4,500 fish harvested. Looking at the Alaska Peninsula for the Weir Report, yesterday 6,100 sockeye went up the Chignik River. They're at 182,000 to date. Starting to see a couple of years in the last 10 catch up a little bit, but we're still pretty far ahead of those years. Starting to lag behind 2017 and 2016, though, where they had about a quarter million each in those 2 years. 21,000 sockeye up the Nelson River. They're at 114,000. The next biggest year was last year, where by now they're at 34,000. But looking at 2023, 19,000, 1,800 in 2022. Even 2017 and 2016, they're at 16,000 and 7,000 respectively. 2,600 up the Bear River for a total of 23,000 to date. And that's kind of the midpoint of where they've been the last 10. Illinik had 760 fish up the Weir for a total of 16,000. 15 up Oceanoy for a total now of 758,000, trailing only 2016, which had 966. Illyuk had 3 fish up the Weir for a total of 64 to date, and that's much more than the last 10 years. Now for Bristol Bay, they're at 1.4 million fish harvested yesterday for June the 25th. That makes them a total of 3.6 million to date, and most of that was caught in the Nushagik. The Ugashik had 116,000 for a total of 574,000, 114,000 at Egigik for a total of 482,000, 1.2 million at Nushagik, they're at 2.5 million to date there, and 2,600 over at Togiak for a total of 8,800 to date. Again, cumulative harvest so far this year in Bristol Bay, 3.6 million. And that will do it for the Fish Report here on KSTP. This report was brought to you by the Aleut Corporation. Stay tuned for more great programming coming up right now.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory today. Today, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. and Friday, north winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight north winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, north winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today northwest winds 10 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight north winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, north winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today northwest winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight north winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, north winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, scattered showers, mainly after 4 p.m. Cloudy, with highs near 52. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, scattered showers, mainly before 7 p.m. Cloudy, with lows near 45. Northwest winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Friday, scattered showers, mainly before 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy with highs near 54. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 2:51 a.m. at 8 foot 3 inches. A low at 10:09, a minus tide of 2 feet 7 inches. A high at 4:57 p.m. at 5 foot 10 inches. And a low at 9:48 at 2 feet 9 inches. Your sun rose at 6:02 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:27, giving us 17 hours and 25 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Don't you know what it is? shell and just enjoy yourself. Groove, let the madness in the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all.
You live it off the wall.
Life ain't so bad.
She had sweethearts of plenty and Your waist is slender, your fingers, they are small. Your cheeks too red and rosy to face the cannonball. Oh, to face the cannonball. I know my waist is slender, my fingers, they are small.
How are you people feeling tonight? Yeah. Good. Good. Glad to hear it.
We'll be right back. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
One day I'll dive into the sea. The children's laugh. never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be, and so I learned to depend on me.
This is Dmitry Filimonov, President and CEO of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
The Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association is hosting a virtual dementia tour on June 12th at the Old School in King Cove. The virtual dementia tour is an interactive personal experience providing insight on what day-to-day life is like for a person living with Alzheimer's and related dementia. This free event is from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and 25-minute slots are available and open to everyone. Space is limited and you can sign up with Rebecca Newman at 907-497-2769. Or for more information, contact Lorraine Thomas at lorrainet@apiai.org. Or you could find a flyer in your community with the link to sign up.
Remember, if you are in Anchorage, please come visit the Unangamula, home of the Aleuts. Unangam, Atakan, Akun. We are one.
4 a.m. Monday through Friday for Democracy Now! Democracy Now! Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program airing on over 225 stations in North America. The program is hosted by award-winning journalists Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez and produced out of the Downtown Community Television Center, a community media center in New York City's Chinatown.
street. And with a black book in my hand, and look between the lines that lie on the pages that I trend. I met the walking Jew religious in his worn-out cowboy boots. He walked like no man on earth. I swear he had no name. I met Dr. Strangelove's cousin before the march of time. Hey, trash can, where you going, boy? Your eyes are feet apart. Is that the end you're carrying? Shall I play the funeral march?